Oh, welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to do a kind of a year-end recap, some things that have gone well this year. It's the 27th. It's our final show of 2025.
It is.
And so we're gonna bring you some good news on how things went in 2025. And the segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
Yep, and they were a big part of making it a good year for us, too, because Tri-County and the whole team supports this show and has for like 12 years. And they also support our foundation, Tommy's Heart, quite a bit, which is the Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation. Now,
100% volunteer.
Yep, no paid employees.
All
no
your
nothing.
Proceeds go to the mission, which is to save lives.
Yep.
You can go to tommysheart.org, year-end donations. These are tax-deductible, and 100% of it goes to save lives.
That's
AEDs
right.
And the screenings that can catch these abnormalities that can lead to tragic death.
Right.
You know, that when you hear these stories about a teen dropping on the basketball court or on the soccer field or football field or the baseball stadium, they have a problem that they don't even know they have until it strikes, and you can detect it if you just get these screenings.
But you know what we don't make public a lot is the warning signs.
Yeah.
And sometimes there are, sometimes there's not. But
yeah.
But that's the things we bring up at the heart screenings. And one thing that brought this to mind was just yesterday, one of our doctors, one of our pediatric cardiologists, just a brainiac to say the least, but a wonderful down-to-earth person.
Yeah.
He calls us and says, Merry Christmas. I want to make sure we do at least two more heart screenings in the next year than we did last year.
Nice.
And I said, that's the attitude, Doc. Thank you. He goes, Jonathan, I all we want to do is help you guys. And then he said, thanks for the oranges. Because we sent him some oranges.
Mm.
But anyways.
Thank you for ours, too, by the way.
You're welcome.
Here at this station.
You are well. And I wasn't saying that as a drop, but it was like that was the next thing he said. Oh, and thanks for the oranges. But we tried to give healthy gifts this year, so we did. It doesn't make sense for us to, you know, give away like, here's 2 pounds of lard. Help our foundation. You know? So now, but Tri-County Roofing is, let me go back to Tri-County for a minute because they are so important.
Yeah.
You can reach them at 810-732-7740. Now, this is a huge, a big, big company. They have done work. Chances are you've been under a roof that's been protected by Tri-County. If you got in any commercial buildings, they specialize in large flat commercial roofs. They also specialize in doing churches and schools. So you don't even realize it, but your kids are dry in school because Tri-County did the roof on that school. They're an amazing company. And
yeah, great folks.
And they've been on our side for a long, long time. And they are on your side too, because they can take care of your residential needs as well. 810-732-7740. And remember, with all of our sponsors, you can link to them right from our website, which is thegss.com.
You've got a lot of sponsors. You've got a lot of people who support you. And that's another thing that we kind of wanted to talk about with this kind of year-end recap.
Yes.
That gun raffle that you had was amazing. And
it's
made possible by all the sponsors.
It was. And, you know, the biggest thing people talked to me about was the gun raffle in the past year, because it was a big one. We raffled off 11 guns, and it was the number one topic people asked me about, and it was all for Tommy's Heart, so we had great guns.
How much did you raise?
Well, you know what? Great guns equal great goals, and we met them. We raised over $20,000. It was like $21,129
awesome.
Or something is what we cleared.
Yeah.
That's after all the expenses.
Yeah.
So,
that's what the sponsors did. They allowed you to buy those great guns that sold all the tickets.
Yep.
Yeah.
We had 16 sponsors. So every one of you that bought tickets, if you turn a ticket over, the sponsors' names were all on the back of the ticket. So
right.
It was a great way to know who's sponsoring, who's kicking in, who's helping. And every one of them were able to help us raise that over $20,000 mark, which is just phenomenal. We're so happy. But one of the things I want to bring up as far as guns are concerned is why people talk to me about it all the time. Everybody says, who won that number three gun? You know what I'm like? I got to think back. Okay, number three, the third gun. That was a Marlin, 1894 Trapper. oh, that was the prettiest gun on the list. You know, it's a, everybody's got their favorite. Some people are only looking for a carry gun. Some people are only looking for a.
It was a great selection, a nice mixture.
A shotgun, yeah. Or, you know, I want my new duck gun, or I want a turkey gun. So that's why we had 11 guns, and we had deer hunting rifles, we had carry guns, we had hunting handguns, we had a good mix of everything, and it was a ton of fun. So, but what we do with the money is what I want to explain for a minute. Now, we did this all to purchase new and upgrade our EKG machines so that we have the best equipment out there that we can have to protect lives. Now, a heart screen, people say, well, what's a heart screening? You know, what goes on? Well, we save lives by finding heart defects before these young people collapse. And it's amazing how many kids we find with problems. I remember the first couple that we did, we were doing 400 and 500 kids a day. I remember George McIntyre was there at our first one, our mm-hmm. first big one at Flushing High School, at Flushing Middle School. And we did like 475 kids. That was back when it was George and Steph. They were out there for the day. That was a long time ago. And we have kids that help us now that are in the medical field because of that event, because it changed their perception of the good that can happen with medical. Mm-hmm. And they chose it as a career path. We have scholarships that follow that up too. And that's part of what we do with our foundation, is we have two high school scholarships every year. And we help kids that are looking to get into that industry, so to speak, or calling, and help pay their way through school. So mm-hmm. Wonderful things we do, but I stay on the logistics end of it, delivering AEDs, place them in schools, and campgrounds and soccer teams and football teams. And I'm always delivering AEDs and getting people set up with it. And then
AEDs are on site where yes. there are young people. If there is an emergency, if someone collapses, it's so that they're there to restart the heart and save the life on scene, on the spot.
We're going to kick off the new year pretty strong. We've got 10 loaded up and ready to go right now. We're at 98 right now. We've got 98 that have been deployed
that you've
around
placed.
Michigan.
Okay.
And
it comes, and not just, you don't just put them out there. Show people how to use them.
Yep. And we do it very thoroughly. We do it with a very good approach. We thoroughly examine their application as to why they want it. And then we have, and almost always, Mary poses questions back at them, because we want to make sure that their heart's in the right place. And meaning,
center of the chest?
Well, we hope everybody's got a heart somewhere near the center of their chest.
Yeah.
But we want to make sure that it's for the right reasons.
Yep.
We seldom give to for-profit organizations, because they can budget it and hopefully add one. But sometimes we do bend the rules and put them in those places. But travel football teams, soccer teams, gymnasiums, these are places where we need them on a regular basis. And then making sure your schools are upgraded and heart-safe schools. These are all things that we do through Tommy's Heart. And we do it partly because you guys help us so much by buying those raffle tickets and helping us. So it's a wonderful cause. Go to tommysheart.org and give if you can here for your year-end giving. We'd certainly appreciate it. Now, of the 11 guns, that third one was the most talked about, the Marlin 1894 from the SS Trapper, meaning stainless steel Trapper version, that 44 Magnum. It was beautiful, and everybody still asks, who won that? I said, I can't divulge that.
It's confidential information.
It is confidential information. So, it was funny, because as soon as Williams Gunsight got one, I bought it, or I put it away for the raffle. And when they saw it on the ticket, they're like, they bought tickets, because they couldn't buy them in the store because they were never in stock. But I had one put away, so it worked out really good. But there was truly some awesome guns in this raffle. The Beretta 300 Ultimate Patrol, very limited edition gun. They only made, I think, 1,300 of them or 1,000 of them. I had one in there. The Benelli 12-gauge, beautiful shotgun. That thing was nuts. We had three CZ shotguns. an over and under Drake, and then a semi-auto 20 gauge, the inertia 20 gauge, beautiful guns. From Ruger, we had the RXM9, which is one of the hottest selling guns of the year, and a Glock 19X. And then also from Ruger, we had some 10/22s. So two beautiful 10/22s. One of our sponsors actually won one of those.
Is that the red, white, and blue one?
Yeah, the red, white, and blue one. And so just a ton of really cool guns. And we topped it off with a couple of freezer fillers. They were bolt action savages from the Savage Rifle Company, but one was in 350 Legend and one was in 400 Legend. And a lot of people came to me and said, I can't believe you did a raffle without a 450 Bushmaster in it. And I said, I know, but you know, we've always, for the past 5-6 years, we've given away 450 Bushmasters in the raffle, and wanted to change up a little bit, do 350s and 400s, so, which is perfectly fine. So what a hit. Marketing, making my Christmas rounds and with the discussion of what's next. Everybody's asking me what's next. So I want to say, would you rather see more guns in the next raffle? And here it is year end. You got a little bit of time between Christmas and New Year's. You're thinking about it. Please take time to send me an email at shooter@thegss.com. And would you want to see more chances to win? Do you want to see 20 guns in a raffle? Or do you want to see more higher end guns, like, you know, maybe a $3,000 or $4,000 50 BMG bolt action, or would you rather see like 300 Win Mag precision rifle packages, or just high end 3/8s? Like one of my sponsors told me the other day. He says, let's get an LRB M1A in this thing, and you're talking a $5,000 .308 rifle. And so what I try to do is get the most bang for the buck for Tommy's heart, and I want to hear from you guys. So. So one even said, go all carry guns, do 15 carry guns. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'm not sure yet. So, I need some advice. So and I trust you guys and, guys and gals out there. And every time I run into you, you're happy and you're talking about what we talked about in the show. So I'm going to share it. Let's think about how we want to help Tommy's heart save more lives this year and help me out. So, we even talked about adding into the raffle some memberships to Williams Gunsight.
Oh, yeah.
So that'd be a smart idea, too.
Sure.
You know, it'd be a gift that kind of keeps on giving, because you're going to get a year of range time and a year of discounts on firearms and ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be a really, really good idea. So send me that email, and we're going to be...
Shooter@thegss.com.
That's right. And we're going to be figuring this thing out. Got my thinking cap on. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm also looking forward to getting these next 10 AEDs out we got right now. And
do you have places selected already?
We have, we already have like 8 that have applied.
Okay.
And that's how you do it. You apply for it through Tommy's Heart. If your organization, church, school, whatever it is, needs an AED, we'll be glad to work with you. You got to fill out the paperwork. Everybody does.
Application is at tommysheart.org.
Yep. You can apply, and you can simply ask us questions on there, and we'll respond to you and get the ball rolling. And then
if you've got a church group, church school, I mean, whatever it is,
right.
Go
or
there and apply.
A sports organization.
Make a donation to Tommy's Heart. They're totally separate things.
Yep.
You know, you can do your if you know a group, send them to the website,
right,
so that they can fill out the paperwork and get their application in.
We just did one for the Junior Firebirds.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We just got them one. Last couple weeks in November, we got one, and they're very thankful and good group of people. And concerned parents,
sure,
happy it's there. It's their form to use. Mm-hmm. It's a practice facility.
Yep,
and they're good folks. So excited about all of this stuff. So I get a kick out of it because I do the daily stuff. You know, the deliveries, mm-hmm, and the setups, and then the people literally call me and say, or call the foundation or send us emails and say, hey, we have a problem with our AED.
Yep.
And oftentimes it's just a dead battery or something.
Right.
But we follow up. If you're part of the system, we follow up with you every 30 days.
Every 30 days. Do its intended purpose.
Exactly. It does, yeah. And it's just like a car. You got to do your maintenance, just like Diamond Jim's teaches us. So, all right. Well, we'll be back with more. And in this next segment, we are going to have a ton of fun because we're right between the holidays. And
keep it right here.
The action.
The Gunsmiths, US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back right after this.